Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. Here today I'm out at Forest Grove at the Standard TV and Appliance Northwest Show of Homes. There's a lot going on here. We're going to be cooking on the Black Olive Grills. My buddy Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest is going to be sharing some great beef with you if you stop by and see us. There are six homes out there on display, and they're presented by Prime Lending and Medallion Industries. These homes showcase the hottest trends in the home building and design industry. And they are open today and every Thursday through Sunday throughout the month of July. We're out here on Pacific Road in the neighborhood, just off Goff Road and Windstream. You'll see the signs. So stop by and see us and check out these six different affordable homes. And be sure and come out and see, like I said, Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. He's going to be doing some cooking along with me. You get to sample some of my cooking today on the Black Olive Pellet Grill out there. I think you'll find that enjoyable. That's the Northwest Show of Homes. You can check them out at northwestshowofhomes.com, CCB number 173318. And Standard TV and Appliances is one of the major sponsors out here at the Northwest Show of Homes. So come out and see us. Come out and get some free food from the Black Olive people here at the affordable, or the Northwest Show of Homes. Sorry about that. There's a lot going on. And the Melissa Mickelson Band is going to be performing here very shortly. Hey, now we're back in studio here at Barbecue Nation. I'm along with Super Producer Reynolds. You know, you see the guys on the TV commercials grilling brats in their backyard. And they've always got these goofy looks on their face. And, you know, most of those brats come from the Midwest, and they're frozen for a long period of time, if you folks don't know that. But locally here in the Northwest, we have a much better solution to your brat needs. This week on Barbecue Nation, it's our pleasure to welcome the real brat sausage maker, James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company. James is part of the business that is the sole purpose in life to make your needs in sausage and brats the best. So, James, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Was kind of a lengthy introduction there, I guess.
Thank you for having me.
So how'd you get in the sausage business?
We've always been involved with making meat since I was a young child, and my dad, when he retired from the oil fields, was bored, to be honest with you, and we were good at making sausage, so we started making it and selling it.
Really?
About 20 years ago.
Old family recipes, or?
Old family recipes, and a lot of new ones, too, that I've developed over the years.
You're pretty young to have a lot of long in the tooth experience there as far as sausage making.
Yeah, I'm 32 years old, but I've been making sausage since I was about 2.5.
Have you?
Yeah.
So what's the key to making good sausage?
The key is what you don't do and what you don't want to do. The key is to use high-quality meats and high-quality spices and all-natural casings and really just don't differentiate from that.
So in my intro to you, I said, you know, and like Johnsonville Brats. I mean, we can say the name on the show. That's fine, but you know, they're a good standard brat that you find in the freezer section or in the meat case there at the grocery store. But they are frozen. You don't know exactly when they've been made, how long they've sat in the freezer, how long, you know, they had to truck them out here, different things like that. And you know, like I said, the guys on TV with the big happy smiles and they've got the kettle grill going there, you know, and the charcoal, and somebody's always screwing up and blowing something up and, you know, all those things in the spots you see. But I would think that, you know, fresher is better.
Yeah, definitely fresher is always better. And one of the biggest differences that separate us from most people, it's what we don't put in the meat. We don't put fillers and byproducts and stuff that's cheaper. We don't pump. That's common.
And, you don't pump. What does that mean?
So people add water to protein because it absorbs it, and water is cheaper than meat. And so it makes weight, and a lot of what you're buying at the store is actually just water.
So is that kind of a trick when you say these plump, juicy brats, and you cut it open and it explodes with you know, juice and stuff, but it's mostly water?
It's mostly water.
Really?
And that's it's just, you know, I would anytime you can sell water at the price of meat, it's always a profitable business.
I would think so. I mean, like you say, there's not much cost in pumping water in there.
Correct. And, you know, the biggest thing is when you cook a sausage and you, let's say you put a sausage on the grill, like you said, you cut it open and the thing goes to half of its original size because mm-hmm. there was so much water involved in it. When you cook our product, it doesn't do that. You cut it open and nothing comes out because we use really lean, high-quality meat.
We're talking with James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company, and I happened to have been out there last week with Bob and Eric from around the house, and they were doing a remote, and you were kind enough to supply the vending there with sausages and stuff, and then you sent me home with some. I thought it was great stuff, by
yeah,
the way.
It's a, thank you. It's a good product. We make 32 good products, too, just sausages. We also do some semi-cured meats and pepperoni and summer sausages and stuff like that. We're really expanding. We're really growing because we're making a lot of meat. We bought new machinery in Germany in the last 3 months that is making incredible products, and it's only going to get better from here.
So give us a little history lesson here. How did the making of sausage actually come about in history? I mean, I know they, you know, took pieces, the innards, colons or whatever, intestines from animals, cleaned them out, and then stuffed it with stuff. Is that about right?
And we still do that today, as a matter of fact, yeah. We use natural casings, which is intestine. Makes the best quality product that you can possibly make.
So any of these... you know, pigs or whatever, bitch a little bit about giving up their intestines to make sausage with?
I don't think they have a choice.
I don't think they do either. Excuse me.
Sausage making has been around for a long, long time, though. It's nothing new. Thousands of years, they figured out, whoever figured out, if they dice that meat up and add some salt and cure it, that they have a product they can eat later.
So, you know, you always hear the different, like, he's from the old world, Germany, basically meaning Europe, and they're a great sausage maker. Or this guy's from, grandparents are from Italy, or they're from Spain or whatever. So which is better? What's the difference in the process?
So most of the process is the same. In Europe, they make a lot more cured meats than we do here. There's actually some companies around Portland that are making excellent cured meats. Not as many in the U.S. as there are in Europe, but pretty much the process over there and here is very similar, except for in Europe they use a lot of emulsified meats, so it's a lot finer. Where I prefer to make a coarser ground sausage, more traditional sausage versus consistency of a hot dog, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of the consistency of a hot dog products are high in fat and fillers.
Like me, I'm full of it and I'm high in fat. So there you go. That, you know, well, I'm a radio guy, so
sure.
I don't know if that works out right. Was it hard for you to learn how to make sausages? I mean, you grew up, your dad was making it, and, you know, and I'm sure when he, if he'd worked in another industry and not worked in sausage, I mean, you can do it at home as kind of a hobby, but when you get to doing it professionally, there's other standards and things you seek, and then, you know, was he a tough taskmaster?
Yeah, my dad is pretty intense, actually.
I talked to him on the phone. He sounded pretty intense.
He's intense. He grew up, 16 years old, went overseas on an oil rig and became a man at a young age. And so I was forced to do the same, basically. I've been working for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did he send you out on an oil derrick or something out in the Arctic or what?
Cutting frozen meat at 12 years old in the kitchen with my best friends was our summer job.
Oh, there you go. That'll.
That's where it started.
Make some snappy talk at the drive-in on Friday night, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, that's really good. So have you changed anything since you've come on board? I mean, obviously recipes are fairly easy to change because you can experiment with them all the time. But have you changed the process at all, or is that process always pretty standard?
I mean, the process is pretty standard, right? You take your whole cuts of muscle, whether it be pork, beef, or chicken, whatever that product is, and you grind it up, and you season it, and you add your water to bind the spices to the meat, give it an even distribution, and we twice grind. It gives a really good distribution of the spices throughout the meat, blends it really well, and then we stuff it, and that really hasn't changed in the last 20 years, the amount of how efficient we have because of machinery has, but the process is pretty much going to be the same. Don't really want to change it. It's a very good, makes a good product.
Makes a good product. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company. And don't forget, we are out here at the Northwest Show of Homes in Forest Grove. Great stuff. Come by and see us. We've got the Black Olive going. We'll be back with Barbecue Nation right after this.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We're out here at the Northwest Show of Homes in Forest Grove today, and that's, of course, sponsored by Standard TV and Appliance. The Melissa Mickelson Band is performing here in a couple of minutes, and we are cooking with the great Black Olive Pellet Grills. My buddy Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest is over there grilling up some sirloins for you. You can come by and have a sample of that. There are six homes out here on display this week, and they're presented by Prime Lending and Medallion Industries. One of the interesting things is the Viking House. Now, that was all done by the kids out at the Forest Grove High School, and they put this whole thing together. Now, the materials and things were donated, but they built this house from the ground up. So when you come out here, you want to check out the Viking House, because kind of we're standing around out here. Also, some of the featured builders are the Stonebridge Homes Northwest, Kaiser Built Homes, and Timberland Homes. Now, these homes showcase the hottest trends in home building and design today, and they are open every Thursday through Sunday through the end of the month of July. And that's where we're at right now. Okay? Now let's get back and talk some more with our buddy James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company. And I got to do a little business here first, James. We want to say, if you can email us, if you want to email us, it's at Barbecue Nation, that's bbqnation@kxl.com, or recipes@kxl.com. You can check us out on Facebook, which is Barbecue Nation /JT/ whatever the hell it is.
That's, I can handle this for you, JT.
Okay, that's good.
It is facebook.com/barbecuenation with JT.
There you go.
Very easy.
I never look at the title, you know, even if my name's in it, I don't look at the title. Anyway, James Hoke, how you doing? You putting up with all this radio stuff today?
Yeah, having a good time. Thanks for having me again. Time.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about, you got some new machinery in out there. Is this going to cut down your, you know, the actual physical labor for you, or how is this working?
It does do that, but it makes an overall better product,
yeah,
which is important to us. You know, we got to deal with a company called Hauptmann Industries out of Germany. I mean, they have a USA branch too, but they're a great company to deal with. They're family owned. They make incredible machines that are amazing portioning devices, and I just feel really lucky to have some of their equipment now, to be honest.
Now, we were talking off the air a little bit ago. You say you try to use things that are kind of indigenous to the Northwest, and particularly the Willamette Valley. Do you have specific beef or pork growers that you work with, and what are your quality standards?
So we use all natural cuts of protein, and we don't use like the whole animal. We use, you know, for like pork, for instance, we use pork butt and the picnic cut of the pig, and that's it. You know, for other products that we make, like schnitzel, we use a pork loin that's we trim up and make it really lean. For beef, we use shoulder clods. For pepperoni and top round for beef jerky, and boneless, skinless, hand to bone chicken thigh meat for our chicken sausages, which are excellent, by the way. Stuff like that. So we use very specific cuts of the meat and not the whole thing.
And have you always used the all-natural products?
Yes, as much as possible. Just it's better.
And are your spices, you know, fresh? I mean, I had my own spice line for a number of years, and I can tell you that depending on where you purchase them, who you purchase them from, some of them have been sitting around in containers for a year or two,
yeah,
you
sure.
know, and then others are quite fresh.
Yeah, so we get the freshest ones that we can. We deal with people that are delivering on a weekly basis. I mix all the spices every week, never ahead of time, the day of. You know, some of the spices we actually grow ourselves, you know, rosemary, stuff like, I mean, different spices
sure.
that you can, some you obviously can't.
Right.
But yeah, but you know, some spices, they're not even available in the U.S. You have to have them imported. Some of our hot peppers
right.
are almost exclusively from India, stuff like that. There's no way around that, unfortunately.
Well, we don't have the climate to grow them, and we don't have the soil and the nutrients in that. So what's your favorite part about making sausage, besides the paycheck at the end of the day?
I love the whole process, actually. It's exciting. We are essentially making a product from something else, if that makes any sense. The whole process is fun. It's fun to come up with new recipes that impact people. I mean, I've had old ladies in their 80s give me kisses because it's the closest meat that they've had.
Well, you're a bit of a lecher. So. No, I'm joking.
It's fun being part of our clientele's family, you know? Yeah. So, and I make a lot of custom sausage for them that they can't get anywhere else.
Now, do you, when you do that, because I know the process as far as I go through when I'm developing a recipe, okay? And also when I develop the spice line. I mean, I turned our kitchen into a chem lab for about 3 weeks until I came up with the formulas that I wanted for, I did four of them. But when you are developing a new sausage mixture, I mean, what stimulates you to do that, I guess, is the real kind of the artistic question is, are you eating something and say, man, this would be better if it had more marjoram in it or something?
Yep. Most of the time I come up with something new, I taste something and I'm like, I can make that a lot better. I can use better meat. I can use better spices. They're oversalting. They're adding too much fat. They're using a fake casing. They're using liquid smoke, you know.
Now, that's something that should be banned, liquid smoke.
We smoke with real wood chips, all natural. It just is a better product. Like a year ago, I tried some Basque chorizo from my brother-in-law who brought it home from Idaho. And my first response was, I can make a much better product than that. And I did. And it's very good.
It's very good?
It's very good.
Well, I like somebody that's proud of their work, too. Don't you, Reynolds? It's good.
It took me 7 months to actually dial in the recipe. I had to get some spices actually from Spain that you have to have in the sausage to make it Basque chorizo, but I did, and it turned out great.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're used to doing things in larger quantities, have you ever found a recipe that you thought would work good, but then when you actually getting to make it in a larger quantity, it doesn't work out so well?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
It does. It's really... When we do test batches, it's got to be a minimum of 100 pounds. Otherwise, you won't get that consistency when you start making 1,000 pounds of something.
Sure.
And you have to be – you want every product that you make every time to taste the same.
Now, who tests this? I'm looking for another job here. You know, who tests this? Can I come over and be on the testing team sometime?
Absolutely.
That would be good. That would be really good. Hey, I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates really quick. KLBM and LeGrand and KFLS in Klamath Falls. We appreciate you being with us today and all of our affiliates here on the Radio Northwest Network. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company and the Northwest Show of Homes right after this.
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
There you go, a little Bob Seger here on Barbecue Nation and Shakedown. It's great. I love those movies. I love those movies. Hey, I'm out here in Forest Grove today at the Standard TV and Appliance Northwest Show of Homes. There are six different homes, and they're all uniquely different. And, of course, I've talked in the last segment about the one that was built, the Viking House, by the high school students there from Forest Grove High School. But you've also got some other builders there, Stonebridge Homes, Northwest Kaiser Built Homes, and Timberland Homes. And then you've got Pacific Northwest Contemporary Homes. So they're all uniquely different, but we're hanging out here at the Viking House today. Me and Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest, we've got the Black Olive Pellet Grills. You can come out and sample a little beef with us there. You can talk to Andy about how interesting the features are on this pellet grill. It's the only Kamado-style pellet grill of its kind on the market today. And that is at the Standard TV and Appliance Northwest Show of Homes. You can check us out online before you come out here. Melissa Mickelson is performing right now, but for more events, you can go to the NorthwestShowOfHomes.com, and they will tell you everything that's happening every week from now till the end of the month. That is the Standard TV and Appliance Northwest Show of Homes. Stop by and see me, Andy Black, and the rest of the crew out here today in Forest Grove. Now let's get back to my buddy over here, James Hoke. I met James about a week ago, and I think we said it earlier in this show that we were doing a little thing with Around House Show, which is one that comes on with Bob and Eric G right before this show. And he was kind enough to come over and bring me like 15 pounds of sausage to take home and eat, which I couldn't quite eat all of it. I shared it with some people, but I did put a dent in it. Good. Let's put it that way, like that. And even my wife came up and she said, "Man, that is really good."
Yeah.
She goes, "Go back over to Mike's house and get the rest of the stuff you gave him." And I said, "No, I'm not going to do that." I said, I know the guy who makes this stuff. He'll probably take care of us on this deal. But what's the difference in the quality and especially in the flavor, James? I mean, you guys put a lot of TLC into your products, yes, obviously. But when you get something from a big manufacturer that comes from the Midwest, or, you know, we get stuff from all over the world anymore like that. But, again, it's frozen. You don't know exactly, unless you can read the manufacturer's codes on the package, you don't know exactly when it was made, how long it's been frozen. It's got a pull date from about 19 years from now, like the Twinkies do. So, I mean, that, what's the difference in the flavor, the taste? Is there anything we should be looking out for when you're going to go buy brats or sausages?
If you're going to go buy bratwurst or sausage, you should come see me first.
Okay. I like that. He's very direct about that.
I care about that product because I make it. I believe in whatever you do, you should try to do it as good as you can. I'm a sausage maker, so I try to make the best product that I can make.
Sure.
So that's the biggest reason. You know, I deal with people every day that want to talk to me because I make their sausage, and that's just part of the deal. So if something's wrong with it, it comes back on me, so I make sure it's always correct.
Now, your custom work for people, you said you made, you know, specific sausage for people. Do you do that especially like during deer and elk season and stuff around here, or do you do any of that kind of custom work?
You know, not too much. I do have a lot of people that I help out at their house.
Mm-hmm.
I make enough meat that,
yeah, I understand.
You know, but, you know, for instance, there's a lot of people in the Portland community that are from South Africa, and there's a South African sausage called Burrowverse. I met a gentleman about 4 years ago named Stan Hillman, and he was like, I've had some of your product. I want you to make this for me. Learn how to make it. So I got a generic recipe. I ran from it from there, made it as close to something you would get over there. And mm-hmm. Now I have about 200 families that buy from me on a regular basis that yep. same product.
And what was that called again?
Burrowverse.
Is it made out of burrows or what?
No, what it stands for is it's a farmer's sausage, basically.
Okay.
It's a pork and beef, lots of coriander, a little salt and pepper, nutmeg. It's a very good sausage. And, you know, it's traditionally they barbecue a lot in South Africa, and so they wanted to have a product that they could get that's high quality over here, and so I make it for them.
One of the things that I find when you do go to somebody's house and they're doing a barbecue or whatever, and if they don't, I mean, if they just use the packaged brats or sausages that, you know, there's nothing wrong with them, but the flavor is really bland.
It's too much fat.
Yeah, it's just very fatty. And then, of course, the water explodes like we talked about yeah. earlier, like that. But when you get a custom sausage or a local sausage like that that somebody's taken some time and care to put some effort into, the flavor is so unique. It really makes it an enjoyable experience.
Yeah. You know, it's basically do what you want to do what you're good at and do it well. And like what you're doing, and I like making sausage.
Well, speaking of having fun doing something, it is your turn now to step into the box with the lightning round.
Let's do it.
We torture everybody with this. Okay, James Hoke from the Mount Angel Sausage Company, what's the best part of your job?
Dealing with my customers that I deal with on a regular basis.
Okay, what's the toughest part of your job?
Dealing
with the customers on a regular basis.
Actually being in 42, our meat room's always 42 degrees. It's very cold.
Very cold? Okay. What was the toughest skill for you as a beginner to learn in your job?
cutting frozen meat by hand at a very, very young age with my friends.
Okay. What was the toughest skill for you to learn as a barbecuer, griller, or smoker?
To not accept every invitation I get to a party.
There you go. Which of these things would you rather barbecue? Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
I'm going to go with the goose.
You're going to go with the goose.
For sure.
You got to render it out a little bit. What is the best day for James Hoke contained for activities away from the sausage plant?
It's going to be a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? What's your best activities?
I have a two-year-old that I chase around, and he is the Energizer Bunny.
I got it.
Yep.
I had one, too, about 23 years ago, you know, and I lived through it. Who would you like to cook for you?
Emeril Agassi.
Oh, Emeril? Yeah, Emeril that's Agassi. A good choice there. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you decree?
I would outlaw liquid smoke.
That's my man there. That's good. I like that. Do you have a favorite book on barbecue or grilling?
I read a lot of sausage books. Rychek Kutes makes a lot of books. Mm-hmm. It's not so much on barbecue, but it's very good information.
Okay. Favorite band or musical group?
Ooh, I'm going to go with CCR.
There you go. One person you wish you could cook for?
Bill Clinton.
Okay.
I would love to ask him some questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just don't think you ever get the right answer there.
Wouldn't it be fun if he told you the truth, though?
Oh, God, you'd fall over dead. Or he'd fall over dead.
One of us.
One of us. Like clutching the chest there. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or a brat?
You wouldn't believe some of that. I've seen somebody throw a full 3-pound uncooked rope of sausage into a deep fryer before.
Really?
Yeah.
And they thought it was like one of those little snakes you light on fire at the 4th of July and it kind of grows or something?
I don't know. It was a bad deal. There was a lot of water on it. Oil went everywhere. It was a bad deal.
Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
Oh, ever had to cook?
Yeah.
We did a festival one time when I was like 16 years old up in Oak Ridge, and nobody showed up to it. That was pretty tough.
That would be tough.
Pretty tough.
I've had those. Kind of like singing at a Holiday Inn at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. There's just nobody in town.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, tough crowd. What's the worst concert you ever attended?
Vanilla Ice when I was 5 years old.
Oh, good. Well, at least you were a minor.
Yeah.
You didn't understand that. Would you remember the first thing you ever smoked or grilled?
Would have been Canadian farmer sausage was the first time I ever smoked sausage, and I don't remember when that was, a long time ago.
Okay. Led Zeppelin or Tom Jones?
Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Cook kale or poi?
I like kale.
You like kale. Okay. Cadillac or Prius?
Cadillac.
There you go. That's it for the lightning round for James Hoke here on Barbecue Nation. And James, of course, is from the Mount Angel Sausage Company. We will put all your information. We're not done yet, but we're going to put all your information there on the ye olde websites and all that when we're done here. Couple of things coming up here. You've got Barbageddon coming up in Puyallup on the 29th and 30th. That's a Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association deal. And also, I guess this weekend, too, Battle of the Pits at Northern Quest. That's up in Spokane. So you can go to the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association and find those out there. If you're traveling around, you've got Barbecue Lose and Blues 2. I don't know where they come up with these names. That's in Waterloo, Iowa. And don't forget, of course, the British Open is on if you're a golf guy. We're going to be back with Barbecue Nation and James Hoke from Mount Angel Sausage right after this.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
That's right. Rock and roll never forgets. And two things I don't want you to forget is, of course, Barbecue Nation, which you're listening to right now here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. And I don't want you to forget the Northwest Show of Homes, which we're cruising around today. We're doing some cooking on the Black Olive Grill. We're going to actually be cooking some beef, but we're also going to be cooking some sausage, courtesy of the Mount Angel Sausage Company, and James Hoke, our guest today on that. Melissa Mickelson Band is performing right now, and there are six homes on display here. And they are presented, of course, by Prime Lending and Medallion Industries. But you want to come check these out. They are some very cool houses. They've got different builders, so they've all got different takes on the layouts of the homes and what the different features are. And having walked through a couple of these today, I think you'll find them very interesting. You know, I'm not in the market for a new home, but if I was, I'd look at one of these for sure. That is the Northwest Show of Homes. Come out and see us here. Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest is grilling on the Black Olive Pellet Grill, and I'll be sniffing around there, so you speak. So come on out and see us here at the Northwest Show of Homes, just off Goff Road and Windstream. You'll see the signs, and come out and check out these great six homes. Now back to James Hoke here on Barbecue Nation. And you do a little online business.
Yeah, we do. Our website is www.ropesausage.com, and we ship out every Monday of the week, every week. We do a lot of online orders. We ship out a lot of sausage.
Do you?
Yep.
What's the difference in when you're making it real quickly? We only got a couple minutes left here, but is the process any different in making a rope, a long rope, and just a brat situation?
Yeah.
You got to tie it off somehow.
So our machine automatically ties it and links it.
Uh-huh.
But the rope, it obviously doesn't. So we make it to 3.01 pounds, which is about 6 feet long.
Sure.
It's in a 28-30 all natural casing. So it's pretty consistent on the length. The weight never changes. But the linking and rope process are they're different.
That's pretty cool though, really.
It is.
I mean, anything you want to see done with your future of your business and the future of the sausages?
Yeah, we're going to continue to grow and push the envelope and teach people that sausage is not bad for you. You just need to have high-quality meats and spices in it, and be aware that not everybody makes it the same.
And not a lot of water.
And stay away from the sausage that when you cut it, it just goes to half of its size.
That was really not a Wall Street, but a kind of a K Street thing there where... You know, look at this juicy sausage, and then, you know, you bite into it, and it's like hot lava exploding on your face or something, but it's all water.
Yeah.
And that was a great marketing trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Water's cheaper to sell. So.
Yeah.
But we're in the business of selling meat, not water. So.
What's your favorite sausage?
Smoked pepper jack cheese kielbasa. I cold smoke the pepper jack before I put it in the sausage, and then I smoke the whole sausage with applewood. It's excellent.
What's the start time and finish time on that?
About 2.5 hours from start to finish with cool down.
Yeah?
Yeah, about an hour and 20 minute smoke on it, so it's a light smoke, but you can taste it.
What one of your products is the longest does it take to manufacture?
The smoked sausages take quite a bit more time to make.
Yeah. What's the average length of time on those?
Are we talking about making it or the whole process?
The whole process, start to finish, smoked in the package, ready to go.
It's about 4 hours.
Is it?
From the time, yeah.
Now, do you hang your meats? I mean, the meats you're putting in there, do you age them before you?
So we actually always grind the day before, right, and let the meat cure out for 24 hours. And by curing, we just want an even distribution of spices.
Sure.
So the flavor really blends into the meat nicely,
right,
when you let it bloom, essentially,
right,
is what you're doing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. James Hoke, it was a pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Thank you for having me up.
Well, we'll see you again.
Appreciate it.
A couple things here. We want to thank James, and we will post the Mount Angel Sausage Company information on the websites and the Facebook and all that stuff. And don't forget about Bear Mountain Pellets if you are using your own smoker at home. Bear Mountain Pellets are the way to go. I can tell you that I use them in my own Black Olive Grill at home, and I think they're the best. I want to thank Reynolds for doing a great job this week. McGarian is on deck. Bushlack's in the hole back there. Remember, folks, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out more on my recipes and stuff on thecowboycook.com. We will see you next week. Leave you with a little more Bob Seger. Check out the Northwest Show of Homes. Come by and see me.